Central Time, I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the Wisconsin Ethics Commission is tackling the issue of cryptocurrency donations to political candidates using things like Bitcoin. We'll get both sides of that issue in just a bit. First, Governor Walker, as we're hearing in the news, is calling for stricter guidelines to slow the spread of chronic wasting disease, or CWD, in the state. According to the Wisconsin DNR, 53 counties are affected by the disease, which impacts both wild and farmed deer populations. The new rules would regulate the moving of deer between counties, require higher fencing around deer farms, and dictate how deer meat can be harvested and transported in the state. Patrick Durkin is a freelance columnist for 17 Wisconsin papers, including the USA Today Network Wisconsin, the Wisconsin State Journal, and Wisconsin Outdoor News. Patrick, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, what are your thoughts, Patrick, on these new emergency rules proposed by Governor Walker?
It's one of those things where it's a good start, and I was happy to see it. But I guess what concerns me is, the governor's calling it aggressive and balanced as far as its approach. But when I look at it, I guess I have to say that most of it, two of the three things he's mentioning here are affecting only the game farms, deer farms. And the biggest problem where we have the most disease is still out in the wild herds. So it's important to have these rules in place and enforced on the game farms. I think that's very important. But I wish there was more being done to work on the wild deer population.
Yeah, what kind of measures would you like to see when it comes to stopping the spread of CWD, maybe turning the tide on it, if that's possible, in the wild herds?
Yeah, to me, if we were going to say this is really some bold initiatives, we'd be talking more about getting focusing more of the harvest on the antlered bucks, any deer with antlers, basically putting more pressure on that segment of the population, because that's really where the highest number of sick deer, it's occurring more often in male deer by about, not quite 2-to-1, but it's more prevalent in male deer. So I guess I'd like to see more focus on shooting more bucks. But unfortunately, we pretty much shut off the gun hunting for bucks at the end of the 9-day November gun season. That's the way it's been a number of years now.
You wrote recently, before these changes were proposed, about the ongoing spread of CWD. Where are we seeing it in the state now? How widespread is it?
Well, right now, like I think you mentioned in the introduction, that we have 53 affected counties. And basically, you break that down and you have 25 counties to actually have a wild, at least one wild deer tested positive in it. You also have 16 counties where they're within like 10 miles of a CWD positive in the wild population. So, 41 of those 53 affected counties are basically in the wild population. And the biggest pocket, the biggest problem area, and it has been this way for, since we got going on this back in 2002, it's basically down in western Dane County, almost all of Iowa County, southwestern Sauk County, and then southeastern Richland County. So you look on the map, and it's just this big blot right there where all these cases are showing up. But just recently, what concerns a lot of us is that they found it really by total luck up in Oneida County and Lincoln County, a case in each county about 2 miles apart from each other. So here you have it up in the Northern Forest now, which has always been the big fear that once it gets into the Northern Forest, well, now you pretty much have a statewide issue.
Founded by luck, you said. How much testing are we doing for CWD?
Really in the big picture, we have not been doing that much over the past decade. My point, I guess I keep harping on, is that I wish we had a rolling system where you may take 5-10 counties every year and do mandatory testing where every deer shot in that county has to be tested. But because right now everything in the state right now is voluntary. If you don't want to get your deer tested, you don't get it tested. So like in those four counties I mentioned earlier, Richland, Sauk, Iowa, and Dane, like only 7% of over 30,000 deer are being tested there, each fall, despite, how many cases we have of CWD. So it's really not, I don't think this voluntary approach has really given us a really good look at what's out there.
Talking about chronic wasting disease in Wisconsin deer populations. Patrick Durkin is with us, freelance columnist. He's been covering outdoor and hunting issues for a long time in the state. Governor Walker proposing some new changes in how we deal with CWD. Patrick, let's take a step back, look at the big picture. For people who haven't been following this issue, what are the worries here? What is the damage we're worried about with chronic wasting disease?
Well, eventually it's going to bring, you know, knock this herd down at some point. You know, it hasn't really been a real obvious population decline yet. But, you know, in some of these areas of Iowa County and Richland County, you're seeing over half the adult bucks now are carrying the disease. And when you have, and I think it's like in a 30% range now for female deer, when you start losing female deer to this disease, well, eventually it's going to have a population impact. So that's from a herd perspective, that's a big concern. Another concern, you know, the thing that we always end up talking about as well is a human health concern. Well, right now there is none that we know of. But again, it, you know, like with almost all diseases, you know, you look at what CWD and you think, well, we've only known about CWD in our country for about, you know, 35, 40 years, which in the lifetime of a disease is not very long. So we really don't know all that much about the disease yet. So I guess my point I always make to people is that the chances of you contracting a disease from CWD is probably pretty minor, but you can't rule it out, so it's still best to play it safe.
And people point towards some states in the western part of the country where they've had CWD, they have detected it longer, and they are seeing those population impacts. They are seeing declining deer populations. Is that right?
Yeah. Wyoming has at least one spot I'm aware of with white-tailed deer, where they've been monitoring it, and they're seeing that happen now, and they're seeing it in some of the mule deer herds too. You're not seeing the older age class bucks. You get these deer, you know, when typically you start seeing the really big mature deer, well, they're not seeing them as much anymore. They're just, you know, they're dying from the disease before they get to be that older age class.
There's been controversy over how we deal with CWD over the years. Patrick, we've talked to you about this before, between kind of a hands-off approach and a more aggressive approach, including eradication or partial eradication in some of the worst affected areas. How have you seen the state's approach change over the, I don't know, what, 15 years since we've been watching this thing, 16 years?
Yeah, we've been kind of riding a roller coaster. You know, we started off real aggressively and those first few years, and you know, the idea that you can ever wipe out a wild deer herd, it's pretty hard. You know, they when they're hunted hard, they get smarter and smarter. The survivors get tougher to find, tougher to shoot. So that was always a pretty aggressive, almost optimistic hope that we'd ever, you know, ever eradicate the herd. That wasn't going to happen. But then I think we backed off, and then we went in the basically a complacent mode. And now we're kind of, I think now we're seeing the tide turn again, where we're realizing this disease is not going away. It is getting worse the way a lot of the wildlife experts predicted it would go. And so now I think we're starting to see people now paying more attention, because you're seeing more voluntary testing. You know, last year I think it increased by almost 3,000, 4,000 deer and got tested last fall, because people are getting worried about it. It's becoming an issue in our households where, you know, wives don't want you bringing home venison if it hasn't been tested. So those kind of factors are happening now. So that's where I've seen it change. But I still think there's other good ideas out there we have not tested yet and we should be talking about. And the one that I keep hoping that at some point we'll get serious about, and this idea of incentivizing deer hunters to focus on certain areas where we have a pretty good understanding of where the most sick deer will be found, and really hitting those areas harder.
Patrick, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Thanks, Rob.
That's Patrick Durkin, freelance columnist covering hunting, outdoors, and conservation issues in Wisconsin. He joined us today to talk about Governor Walker's call for new restrictions to slow the spread of chronic wasting disease in Wisconsin deer.